Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Every once in a while, we like to take the last day of the week to look at some of the emails that we have received from listeners who are not very happy with some of the things that we have said on Viewpoint on Mormonism. We like to go through some of their arguments and respond to them. Today, we're looking at an email that was sent to us by a Mormon man by the name of Christian, and this is what he has to say.
I recently discovered AM 820 on my morning commute. I find it to be an inspiring, uplifting, and refreshing change from sports talk radio and modern music. Overall, I have been pleased to find a station that serves as yet another reminder of the life we should be living as followers of Jesus Christ. I was only disappointed in the station when I was listening to it at night and caught the beginning of the Mormon Research Ministries program. Initially, I was interested enough to listen to a perspective critical of Mormonism. However, I turned the radio station when the presenter clearly differentiated Mormons from Christians. I have since confirmed that Mormon Research Ministries does not believe that Mormons are Christians. This claim I found initially offensive and finally a bit hurtful and saddening.
Well, let's address some of his complaints here, because this is, I think, a common misunderstanding. If you were to go to our website, mrm.org, I don't think you're going to find us ever really saying outright that Mormons are not Christians. Now, we may be citing someone else who might say that, but I don't think any of us at MRM actually say it that way. And there's a reason, folks. The reason why we are reluctant to come right out and say that Mormons are not Christians is because we don't know all Mormons. We don't know their heart. We don't know their background. Oftentimes, we don't know what exactly they believe. Now, if we had a chance to talk with them, we might be able to make an appraisal of that nature. We certainly will say that we do not believe that the Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is a Christian church. Why? Well, because in studying the teachings of the Mormon Church, we find very easily that the Mormon Church either denies or distorts the basic doctrines of the Christian faith. Now, it makes sense that if a person is born and raised in the Mormon Church and all that they have known are the erroneous teachings that the leadership of the church gives its people, yes, it would seem to make sense that it would be difficult for that Mormon to be Christian in our assessment. But we don't say that, so I don't know what radio show he was listening to where he drew the conclusion that we said that we believe that Mormons are not Christians. Now, he may have drawn that conclusion based on the analysis that I just gave, but at least if you're going to criticize us for what we have actually said and not what you think we might be saying.
Now, we deal with this kind of a question in Chapter 1 of our book, Answering Mormons' Questions. It deals with that, as well as we throw out the word cult. We don't like to use the Christian or cult words when we're talking to Mormons, because those are fighting words. And so we don't purposely want to offend, but at the same time, we do want to be honest and say there are differences. And I think he would have to acknowledge there are important differences. There's a difference between Mormonism as it's taught and what we believe is Christianity.
And I think you raise a good point with our first chapter in Answering Mormons' Questions. The reason that we put that question in, do you think we're a cult, is because that's a question we are asked.
Yeah.
And since this was supposed to be a book that is answering Mormons' questions, that's a question they ask. Okay, we're going to answer it. So it's not that we bring up that word. It's the Mormon that brings up that word. He goes on to explain his offense, and this is what he says.
I am a Mormon, and I am indeed Christian, not just because my given name, chosen by Mormon parents, is Christian, but because I spend much of my life trying in my small and perfect way to follow our Lord and minister as Jesus would minister. I teach my kids about Jesus every day. We pray individually and as a family in the name of Jesus Christ every day. Both my wife and I spend some of our free time every week seeking out the fatherless and widows in their affliction, as James counseled in James 1:27. We talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, we preach of Christ, we prophesy of Christ, that our children may know to what source they may look for a remission of their sins, 2 Nephi 25:26. This excerpt from the Book of Mormon should make our position very clear. How can I be counted worthy to stand with him at the last day if I do not demand to be counted with him now? You know what I believe as a priesthood holder in the LDS Church. As an ordained holder of that priesthood, driven by my passion to defend our Lord, it is my duty to correct those who do not believe that I am indeed Christian.
Did you notice something that was missing in his three paragraphs where he often uses the word I do this, I do that, yeah. I do this. He talks about pointing his children that they may know to what source they may look for a remission of their sins. But one thing he didn't say he had it. And that's, I think, the whole matter here. You see, a lot of people can do a lot of things. And Jesus actually talks about people like that. About, Lord, didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do that in your name? And what was the Lord's answer to that?
I never knew you. Depart from me.
I never knew you. And yet, here we find another classic example of what we think is a very sincere individual, and no doubt Christian is very sincere. To take the time to write us, I give him credit for that. But he seems to have made a fatal mistake in confusing moralism with Christianity. And how many people do that? Certainly, a Christian should do a lot of the things that he has mentioned in these three paragraphs. But just because a person does the things he mentions in those three paragraphs does not necessarily make one a Christian. There's a defining attribute of all Christians, and that is what? Forgiveness of sins. How come he doesn't say, look, I've forgiven of all my sins? Does he have the faith that his sins are forgiven?
And I commend him for doing the things like going to the widows and doing those nice things. That's wonderful. But the Bible is very clear. We are not required to present good deeds to God, but rather what we need is a good Savior. There's a big difference. And so we as Christians believe, yes, we should do those things too, but we do them out of the love that we have for our Savior who has done the good to us first.
In other words, what this man has done is he certainly given a pretty good example of what a Christian should do. We're not arguing that. We're not arguing that at all. But the point is what he's explaining here is what we would call the sanctification of an individual. What a person does after, hopefully, they've been justified. But the question remains, is Christian, in this case, a justified man? In other words, is he right with God right now? And this was a question that I had for him, but before we get to my question, my response to him, he says this. He says,
the next part reads, Bill, furthermore, making the claim that others are not Christian puts Mormon Research Ministries, it's Mormonism Research Ministry, in a precarious position. If you have taken it upon yourself to determine who is and who is not a Christian and publicly preach against the Christianity of others, that is quite a claim. It puts you in the place of Christ himself. Are you sure you want that heavy burden? Does he want you in that position speaking for him? These are not matters to be taken lightly, and I advise caution in making claims against another's Christianity.
Well, I appreciate his concern and admonition, but really, what do we do at MRM? Most of what we do at MRM is merely show what Mormon leaders have taught on a given topic and how what they have taught does not confirm what has already been taught in the New Testament. We are showing that the leadership of the LDS Church is outside of the biblical norms and therefore cannot rightly claim that what they are saying is actually Christian teaching.
My money is on the fact that he probably is a returned missionary. When he went knocking on doors and talked to people and they said, oh, we're Christians, we go to the Catholic Church or the Baptist Church, whatever church it is, did he say, oh, okay, and walk away? No, I bet he probably baptized on his mission people who called themselves Christians, but he wasn't good enough to leave it at that, and so he had to go one step further and do his best to try to baptize them in the Mormon church, which I think he should if he's a Mormon missionary to try to get him into his church is his goal, but that's because they weren't already fully Christian in the sense that Mormonism teaches.
When he says that we're trying to put ourselves in the place of Christ, that's certainly not what we're trying to do. We're merely trying to expound what the Bible teaches on these very important topics and to show at the same time that the Mormon Church contradicts a lot of these very important topics. That's what we're trying to do here. And this is why we don't do what he claims we do. We are not saying that all Mormons are not Christian. We have not ever said that. We don't know what a person may personally believe. We need to talk to them and ask them to find that out.
The Bible says we're not supposed to judge. Many people will point to Matthew 7:1, but that's not the meaning of it, because John 7:24 says that we can judge righteous judgment. If you go to Galatians chapter 1, Paul has some pretty harsh words and says that if any one of you preaches a gospel other than the one I preach to you, let him be accursed. Well, the idea is, what gospel was being preached? These were people who called themselves Christians. They were called Judaizers. And all they said is, you have to add on the law. You have to have circumcision and you have to have the dietary law. And he said such a belief was heresy. Is Paul saying, making a claim that he shouldn't have been making, or was he judging righteous judgment? I think he's doing the latter.
I think you make a very good point. But let's not forget, the Mormon Church has made some pretty serious statements regarding our claims to Christianity. In fact, in Mormon theology, it is taught that only Mormons can have the Holy Spirit. Well, if only Mormons have the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life, I'm not a Mormon. I must not have the Holy Spirit in my life. Sorry, folks, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in your life, you're not a Christian. It's as simple as that. So basically, the Mormon Church has questioned the claim for Christianity on every one of us who are outside of the Mormon Church.
And so how did you answer him, Bill?
Well, my answer was very short and to the point. I merely wrote him back and I said, so Christian, remember, that's his name. I wasn't being funny. So Christian, if you are indeed a Christian, then can I assume you are forgiven of your sins? In other words, if you were to die right now, do you have complete assurance that you are forgiven and will receive the best God has for you?
And what was his response?
I've yet to hear from him. If you've listened to this show for very long, you know that that's a question we love to ask our Mormon friends, because if they do not have the forgiveness of sins, they cannot possibly be Christian. If you don't have the forgiveness of sins, your claim of Christian is presumptuous.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to learn more about the Mormon religion while learning how to share your Christian faith? Well, on Saturday, October 25th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be delivering their Compassionate Boldness Symposium, Part 1, in Sandy, Utah. This free PowerPoint presentation includes information on the Book of Mormon, the nature of the Godhead, and how the LDS version of salvation compares with the Bible. Remember, it all takes place on October 25th at Alta Canyon Baptist Church, located at 11194 South and 1000 East in Sandy. Everyone who comes gets a complimentary copy of the notes, and refreshments will be served. If you'd like more information, please go to mrm.org and click on the link that says Calendar at the upper left side of the homepage. You won't want to miss this excellent opportunity to better understand the Mormon religion.